We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, Marks and Reese, on a football Friday. I am John Marks. He is Mr. Ike Reese.
Holla at you, boy.
Well, we made it, Ike. Made it to another football Friday.
Damn, Skippy.
Even with the Phillies playing the way they've been playing, we still made it.
Who?
Exactly. Well, who? They're playing a doubleheader today, unfortunately. But so we have a little bit of an abbreviated show, so we're going to get right to it with the game on Sunday. And Jack has been very, very confident in the Eagles, saying this is a bounce-back win. You know, I'm hesitant just because my track record recently, Ike, has been terrible. As far as when I feel something for a team, it normally goes the other way, right? Look at the Phillies. Look at the Eagles last week. Look at pretty much everything that I ever predict for our teams. But if we're doing a gut check, and that's what we're asking everybody today, what does your gut tell you? Not your heart, but what does your gut, what does your head tell you that's going to happen with the Eagles this week? I think they win, and here's why. This is a Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz game, right? Like normally we ask, is it a Doug game, is it a Carson game? I'm going to say it's both of them, and they both struggled last week. We know it. Doug knows that. Carson knows that. They both know better than what they did last week, and they're going to get it done. Miles Sanders said just minutes ago he's 100% playing this week, so you're going to have Miles Sanders back. You're going to have Lane Johnson back. And there's a certain sense of desperation in being 0-1, going down 0-2. The Eagles have a tremendously tough schedule coming up after the Bengals game in week three, so they know that they need this, right? So if they lose Sunday, the season's in real doubt, right? So the Rams also last week, they had an emotional win. It was Sunday Night Football, so it's a little bit of a shorter week. They got to go West Coast to East Coast. And it's easy for me to see how the game would be less urgent for a team that's 1-0 traveling over. Not that they don't want to win the game. Not that they're competing any less. But still, there's that kind of second nature of a desperation win. And I want to say one last thing, and it's something that I noticed with Doug earlier in the week. And it's something that happened today. Jack, do you have the cut? If you remember in 2017, when the story came out that Jim Schwartz was undermining Doug, was ripping him behind the scenes, and whether that was true or not, after the game, after the win, the players showered Doug Peterson with Gatorade after a regular season win, and everybody thought, and then after the game, we're like, Doug's our guy, Doug's our guy, we have confidence in Doug. He was agitated, he was irritated, and he was angry with the media or in the press conferences after that, leading up after that, right? We've irritated Doug again. This is the exchange from earlier today.
Washington had a lot of success blitzing against you guys last week, and I think there's sort of an obvious leap to maybe that was connected to having an inexperienced offensive line. Is that what you expect from the Rams this week? And it's only been one game, but how is their defense different than it was under Wade?
Can I ask you a question?
You want me to give away the game plan again?
No. How do you? And this is probably, I'm getting probably off the subject, but when you see teams that blitz and you always imply that it's an offensive line issue, where does that come from?
Well, I'm not saying that is the case, but I'm saying that's the leap that
the
would make
because you have an inexperienced line. Pinned it on the offensive line. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I'm saying that I think that the leap from people is because you have an inexperienced offensive line that defense is blitzed. You can tell me that that's not the case. Maybe it was on the running backs. Maybe it was on the quarterback.
Yeah, I will tell you that. Some of it is on the quarterback. Some of it is on the running backs. Tight ends are in protection.
There you go. So, and that was Bo Wolf of The Athletic, who I thought did an excellent job kind of going back and forth with Doug without losing his cool and really saying this is what I was asking, because it was a leap of faith that a lot of people were saying the line played so poor. So anyway.
Yeah, people always take a leap of faith.
Sure. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what I do.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is why I'm very confident heading into Sunday that this is how the Eagles are going to win, and this is why the Eagles are going to win. Doesn't mean they're going to be fine this year. I mean, one game is one game, right? They have to continue to do this. But for at least on Sunday, I like the Eagles on Sunday, and I feel confident about it. That's my gut.
And it's because of Doug? Or
Doug and Carson.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean Doug,
listen, you laid out a lot of things that I think a lot of people feel would be ingredients that would lead to a win for the Eagles Sunday. And I get all of that. You know, a lot of those things led people to believe they would beat the Washington football team last Sunday and it wouldn't even be close. A lot of people had certain reasons that all these things lining up, this should be an easy game for the Philadelphia Eagles last week. We saw that wasn't the case. And this week, even though I will agree with a lot of those things, that as if I'm looking for reasons that the Eagles are going to win, I'm looking for something I can hold on to as to why I can see the Eagles winning this game Sunday, those are valid reasons. You know, flying West Coast to East Coast. Carson can't play much worse than he did last week. He's certainly going to bounce back and play better. I would certainly hope Doug Peterson is going to give us a different game plan than he gave us last week. That game plan certainly didn't work for more than a quarter and a half. And then having Miles Sanders and Lane Johnson back are all valid reasons as to why the Eagles – or why you should have confidence that the Eagles are going to win this game. I'll tell you this. Listening to Doug should not be a reason that you have confidence the Eagles are going to win this game. Listening to that clip, that didn't instill confidence in me.
Really?
No, it didn't. Because that's at least two times this week, possibly three times, where he felt challenged by a question that he didn't like, and he went back at the person asking him the question, right? That lets me know Doug's a little agitated. And that lets me know Doug knows what's been written out here about him, what's been said out here about him. I don't like that. My coach should be hunkered in, locked in, working on fixing things that happened last week. This stuff is a distraction. We're noise on the outside. We're discussing a game that we are guesstimating what happened out there. We don't know, and he knows that. So why go out of your way to tell us we don't know what we're looking at or what we're talking about? Lock in, get your team ready to go this week. That gives me cause to pause and have a little bit of concern. Now, listen, I hope you're right. Listen, angry Doug, agitated Doug comes out. I hope he doesn't overcompensate where he wants to prove to everybody he's a top coach in this league, and he's going to do it his way because it can backfire. See, we're talking about personalities that they don't always necessarily respond to criticism the way you think they are. They aren't humbled and meek and I'm going to go tuck my tail and I'm going to do what everybody says. No, it's almost sometimes it's like, no, I'm going to go at it even harder because I got that much confidence in myself. That's another side of it. Now, what I would like is if Doug was locked in and said, you know what? We saw some things that can be corrected. We worked on these things this week. Getting Miles Sanders and Lane Johnson back in there will help us out. Will be a big help. We know the talent that they have and how much that adds to what we do offensively. We can do some things differently. It's another week of practice. There was no preseason. I feel like we had a great week of practice. The attitudes around here are great. The team has the proper amount of agitation as to what happened last week, but they're also excited to get back out there Sunday and show that that wasn't them. Mm. Like, that's what I want to hear today. I don't want the back and forth stuff. I don't need my coach in the second week doing this. Not a coach with the track record that Doug has. As a Super Bowl winning coach, a coach that's been in the playoffs three straight years. It makes me think my coach feels pressure. And if he's feeling it, then Carson's going to feel it. One thing I used to always say about Big Red, when people used to ask me during my playing days with him and shortly thereafter, what I loved about playing for him and what are some of the things that I saw that were some of his strongest traits. And I know before I left here in 05 after that Super Bowl, under the years I played with him, I saw a coach that didn't flinch. I saw a coach that was the same up there. And we took our cues from him. Mm. So even when we had tough losses, we had no problem bouncing back from them. They didn't go, we didn't have 3-4 game losing streaks. That didn't happen. And it didn't mean he didn't tear the paint off the wall behind the scenes. It didn't mean coaches didn't get after us in practice behind the scenes. But when he went in front of that mic, you think he was going to give in?
No, he gave nothing.
No.
It worked for him.
Man, we took our cues from him.
Well, and let me tell
we
you
kept
what,
our head down and we just worked. All I'm saying is, gives me a little concern. I would rather he ignore that stuff and just focus in on team working this week and getting better.
Yeah, I mean, like what you're saying makes sense, but I think like everybody's different. With Andy, sure. Like that was Andy, and he is very like steady as it can be, right? Mm-hmm. Like he's not worried about last week; he's worried about trying to win this week, right? But with Doug's a little bit different because, frankly, happy Doug and loose Doug and telling jokes Doug is not the Doug that I like, right? I mean, it's part of his personality. I think it's mm-hmm. what makes his players also play hard for him. But when he's in a great mood and everything's going great, that's when he's talking about, oh, we have more talent than the Super Bowl team. And,
yeah.
And, you know, the messaging gets lost. I actually think he's more focused when he's ticked off. Now, should he be sharing it and arguing with the media? I'm not saying he should be doing that. But clearly he's going to know about this. It's just whether or not he's going to now question the media and try to let everybody know that this isn't actually what's going on.
Well, this is what I'm talking about, though. He shouldn't worry about that. He shouldn't worry about what's being written. He shouldn't worry about whether or not somebody thinks the offensive line is at fault for blitz pickup or the quarterback's at fault. That shouldn't be a concern of his. He knows who's at fault. That's all that matters.
Mm.
That's all that matters. Forget about what you think, what I think, what Elliot thinks, what whomever thinks about who was at fault.
We're gonna
discuss it regardless.
Mm-hmm.
From all angles, and we're going to place blame on a little bit of everybody. I'm telling you, the coach shouldn't be worried about if the blame is being placed in the proper place.
Most coaches, and what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. For this week, I actually think Doug is more focused when he's ticked off. I do.
Well, I hope the team goes. Listen, I hope you're right. I'm just telling you what I got from it. That didn't instill confidence in me. That didn't make me say, oh, man, we're going to go out here and kick the Rams' butt this week. That didn't make me say that.
215.
I'm just giving you my thoughts on it.
592-9494.
I think the Eagles are going to win Sunday. I do. And it's going to be a tough game. All I'm saying is that has a lot more to do with hope as well. That got a lot more to do with hope as well.
Mm.
Right? Like, I don't know if everything is buttoned up and tight with the squad and everybody's locked in and focused on the same thing and worrying about getting a W next week. I hope that's what the case is. We're going to find out Sunday.
Yeah, 215-592-9494.
That's all.
Short show today as we throw it to the Phillies in the 3 o'clock hour. Get in now. What is your gut saying?
Don't let Bo Wolf get under your skin, Dougie.
Yeah, and Bo wasn't even trying to. I mean, Bo was asking
it. But he's irritated because he knows that's out there.
No, and he was probably waiting for it to now correct everybody. Yeah, no, I mean, should he be Belichick and give nothing?
Yes.
Belichick gives nothing.
Yes.
Nothing.
Sure. Anytime you say, should he be Belichick, I'm going to say, yep. Yes.
No.
Sure. Yes.
No.
That was Elliot. Elliot's coming up at 3 o'clock. We go to your phones coming up. Come on, it's a football Friday. Gut check time.
I'm excited, though. I'm happy game day is almost here.
Oh, man, it's almost here.
It's almost here.
Get that bad taste out of your mouth. Eagles win this game.
No.
Eagles win this game. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Irritated Doug is good Doug. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about DraftKings for a second. Man, listen, Football last night was awesome. Week one was awesome. And there's no better place to get in for week two than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of week two, DraftKings Sportsbook's bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. That's right. You can place a $1 bet on any team. If they win, you cash a cool Benjamin. If you're new to DraftKings Sportsbook, head to the app now to scout their latest offers and bet with DraftKings Sportsbook, a sportsbook that goes wherever you go. DraftKings is safe, reliable, secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Philly when you sign up, and you'll get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week two to win. Bet $1. If they win, you win $100. That's $1 to win $100. Just use promo code Philly during signup. It's for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yeah, I'm optimistic, you know, with both of those players. Obviously, today's a big day, you know, for both of them, you know, hopefully to get through a Friday practice. And then again, we'll see how they, you know, bounce back, you know, tomorrow. And then, of course, Sunday morning. So I'm optimistic that both guys will, you know, be available for the game Sunday. Yes.
That was Doug. So Miles Sanders pronounced during his Zoom press conference he's playing, and Lane did as well. So, Ike, that should help. Miles Sanders should definitely help.
Yeah, both of them will. What do you mean?
What's the Eagles' record with Lane?
Not help.
Well, no, we were talking both yesterday that if he's 80% and he's out there hobbling, you know, you hope that he's good enough to be out there playing and being productive.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I hope both. Listen, you think, here's the other. I hope Miles can get through this game Sunday. I hope he is 100% healthy, because you know what Doug's going to turn around and do Sunday. He'll give the ball to Miles Sanders 25 times Sunday.
He'll say, take that, media.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's going to do Sunday. You want me to run the football, so you know Miles is going to run the ball come Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And he also said that he
I'm gonna run the ball.
He felt like, and I'm paraphrasing here, he felt like he could have played last week, but because it's only week one, they didn't want to take additional chances, so he didn't. They could have certainly.
They felt it was the game they could win without him.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Pretty much. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're thinking of getting engaged, then you have to visit Mark's Jewelers in their 25,000 square foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. And it's Eagles winning on Sunday, yes or no? And right now we're looking at about 60% saying yes. Jack, are you still, before we go to the phones, Jack Fritz has been, all week you've been confident about this game.
And I'm not moving at all. This is a stone Eagles win. My entire life, you could always tell when the Eagles are going to get their win.
Why do y'all have to lay it on thick?
No, because listen.
Like, why do you got to lay it on
because
thick?
This is what I know. I know this Eagles team. I grew up with your team. I knew when they were going to get a win. I watched the 2017 team. I knew when they were going to get a win. This is a stone cold lock.
Say the 2017 Eagles team, though.
All right.
Listen, here's the thing. If they lose this game, they are
cooked. Yeah, they're cooked.
Because this is a game that the Eagles win. I'm telling you, if they lose this game on Sunday.
No, you may be right. I agree. I'm not arguing
they
that.
They might be done.
With making the playoffs, yes.
This is a stone.
They're going to go 0-16? They won't win a game?
No.
It'll be tough to win 9 or 10 games.
That's going to happen even if they win Sunday.
I know. You're right. But, I mean, it just makes it that much harder. So, it's on two different levels. It's the desperation aspect of the Eagles needing a win, and the Rams already winning a game. It's also Doug and Carson, right? Like, Carson wants the better quarterback than what he was in the second half. And Doug is a better coach, all right? I don't know if it's going to be for 16 games.
He's a better coach than Sean McVay.
We'll see on Sunday.
Well, you just said he's the better coach.
Well, if you're asking me if I would take McVay or Doug Peterson, I would take Sean McVay.
I was just recapping 24 hours, man. That's all. I got him on, did we get him on record saying that Doug's the better coach? That happened.
No.
Oh,
I would take Sean McVay over Doug Peterson to be the head coach. But it doesn't mean that Doug's not a good coach. And it's all about circumstance. And right now, like, I like angry Doug. I do. I like irritated Doug. Let's go to the phones. We have Joe in Merchantville. Hi, Joe. Joe.
Hello.
Yes, Joe.
Oh, sorry, guys. I didn't hear you right away.
You got it, man. What's up?
Well, I'm in agreement with your analysis in terms of the two guys coming back are really going to help. But, Jonna, I got to tell you, I really have to admire you. It must be very difficult to come to work every single day And Ike just proves that he's smarter than you. What are you kidding me about the coaching versus the two of these guys?
Well, I mean, it's a matter of opinion, right? I mean, you can argue who's a better coach, but as far as who I would rather have for the Eagles and Carson Wentz, I mean, I don't know. Is it really that crazy to think that Sean McVay would be better for the Eagles and Carson Wentz?
Well, I think Doug's resume is significantly better.
Okay.
I'm just busting on you, John. Just having a little fun with you.
Yeah, I got you.
But I agree. Last week, I agree. Wentz and Doug really were the major culprits for losing last week, and I'm a fan of both of those guys. But I'm optimistic that they're going to bounce back. That was a really bad game, and
so you feel good Sunday.
We'll see a lot better game this week.
So you feel good Sunday.
I do.
Mm. All right, Joe, appreciate it. Let's go to Chris in Broomall, Pennsylvania. What's up, Chris?
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey buddy,
what's up, Chris?
Okay, so a couple of things. That's the first time in a long time that I can remember, if he ever did it at all, that Doug Peterson actually put some responsibility of a game, a losing game, on Carson Wentz. So that's big in my book. I like angry Doug. You know, Doug Peterson, when he's like a wuss, is not good. It's like, you know, he's going out to dinner with his wife and she's ordering for him. I don't like that Doug. I like Doug getting angry, standing up and saying, you know what, we're going to come out and play. I don't want to hear he's optimistic. I don't want to hear the word hope. I don't want that. I want him to say, this is what's going to happen.
But that's not what he said. That's not what he did, though, Chris.
What exactly?
Chris, I'm talking about the exchange between he and Bo Wolf over the blitz protection.
Carson Wentz by saying the responsibility has to be on Carson Wentz. This is four or five years that we're going on with Carson Wentz. He doesn't know how to throw a ball away. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, you know, the other day you said that, you know, you just can't throw the ball away. You have to be out of the pocket and you just can't throw it on the ground. I completely agree with that. But he has not learned how to get rid of a ball. He has not learned how to do that. And that stinks because he's been playing football a very, very long time.
Yeah, Hey, you know what, Chris? He kind of mirrors his coach, an aggressive approach, aggressive attitude, always want to go forward, never want to give up on a play. You know, like punting on fourth and five from your own 45-yard line when you got a lead. Like that would be giving up on a play. That would be like throwing it away instead of trying to make something happen. Right? That would be equivalent to that, right?
Wait, don't you have to be smart at some point? Don't you have to go back?
No, Chris, I'm agreeing with you. I'm not arguing that. I just said it's ironic that he kind of mirrors his head coach. They both have the same personality trait.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it.
Yeah, I know you're not because you want to focus on one person, but the reality is the coach told you that he's an aggressive coach and he's not going to dial that back. How is that different than Carson Wentz saying that, yeah, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm still going to always try to push to make a play. Like, how is that different? Like, how is that different if the coach tells you, no, I'm not going to punt it on fourth and five. No, I'm going to score it. I'm not going to time management right before halftime. I'm going to keep my foot on the gas. I got to keep scoring points. How is that different than the quarterback having the approach of being aggressive?
Your foot on his on their throat and keep them. You got to push these guys. You got to push them. You got to push them. But I put a lot on the offensive line, absolutely. But he hasn't learned to throw the ball away, Ike, and you know that.
How many times are we going to say that? I said that already. How many times are we going to repeat that? That's fairly obvious. Now think about why he isn't throwing the ball. Let's take it to the next level, ladies and gentlemen. Can we get past he's holding on to the ball too long and get to the next level of, okay, why is he holding on to the ball too long? Does he not understand what he's looking at? Are the receivers not open? Is he trying to make something out of nothing instead of just knowing when to get rid of the football? It's not the same thing every time. But he'll tell you because we know it when he doesn't always slide. We know that he thinks he can always make something out of nothing. Like, we know this.
Mm-hmm.
What I just said was it's kind of ironic that he and the head coach kind of mirror each other. Doug's coaching style, how is that any different?
Not.
That's all I said.
No, you're right.
That's all I said is that and are the coach and the quarterback glued to the hip?
Yes, you would hope so.
Well, if you're dialing up an aggressive game plan, if you're going for it on fourth downs, if you're dialing up deep ball throws, when is the quarterback – and you know the quarterback has this type of personality trait. So who's dialing it down to being conservative? Where's that at?
It's not there.
I mean, Brad Childress used to be the term – Brad Childress was the running game in Andy Reid's ear. He would always remind him, Coach, we need to run the ball.
Who's in Doug's ear saying, we got to run the ball, we got to do this, yeah.
Look, that's all I'm saying here. Can we get past Carson holding on to the football and figure out how can we fix this?
Doug, can I
hold on real quick, John. Yeah. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody. What I'm saying is I'm seeing a trait, just like everybody sees it with Carson, right. I'm seeing it with the coach as well.
Isn't that a problem to not have – like, I don't think Doug has somebody that's in his ear that he's listening to. First of all, I don't know if there's anybody in his ear saying
– Frank Reich ran the ball. They ran that ball when right. Frank Reich was here.
Exactly. Like he probably – like, he has respect for Frank Reich being a former quarterback, being a longtime coach in the
and
league.
And he hadn't won the Super Bowl yet.
That's true.
No.
That's true. It's a good point.
All I'm saying, if the coach calls a game that maybe isn't as aggressive – then maybe Wentz is taking more throws that are mid-range down the field. Like, it's not like the Eagles led the league in deep throws last year.
Quite to the contrary.
Yeah, when they finally had to adjust the game plan, a lot of the stuff was methodical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the stuff was intermediate stuff.
Sunday should have been a methodical game.
To just get the W. Once you got the 17-0 lead, well, if your approach is, I'm going to keep going, scoring, well, the quarterback is – he's taking your cues. He's looking to push the ball down the field. Mm. Now, if you call a screen play on that play when you got the ball back right before the half, instead of the whatever pass play you called, and Carson tried to throw it to Jalen Reagor, right, would set up Washington's first touchdown. Okay, why not call a screen play, get the screen to the back
on first down rather than the other way.
It's an easier completion to make. The clock keeps running. And if you get yardage out of it, now you got the option of going hurry up offense or whatever, right? So you get the best of both worlds. Because, A, you're throwing – here's the other thing people aren't taking into consideration, John. Even if Carson doesn't throw an interception there, say it's an incomplete pass, clock stops. Do we think Doug's going to run the ball on the next play or throw it? He's going to throw it.
He's going to throw it, yes.
So now he throws three straight balls, three straight incompletions. You got to punt the ball back to Washington.
Yeah.
And you stop the clock for him.
Yeah, if you go conservative, you run the ball or you throw
How about a draw?
Yeah.
On that first down, how about a screen play on that first down so you got timeouts, so you can at least get the clock running.
Yeah, the clock's not a factor as far as trying to get a field goal or even whatever. No, I mean, listen,
because you got timeouts
at the end of the week, it makes more sense. But like you, I think you said it, like that was before they won the Super Bowl. And when Doug won the Super Bowl, how did he win the Super Bowl?
Being aggressive,
yes. Going for it on fourth down, yep. Staring Bill Belichick down in the Super Bowl and saying, you know what, screw you, yep. We're going to win this game. So that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to be aggressive, Doug.
That's how he's been successful. I agree. My only point is, how do you have the coach leading that way and the quarterback, you're going to have him, he's playing opposite?
Man, but didn't we say that we wanted a better offensive coordinator in here, a more experienced offensive coordinator, somebody that would... That would be in Doug's ear and he would actually respect and listen to? Like, maybe we thought that was going to be Marty coming back. Maybe like, that was kind of the guy Doug wanted after maybe the organization hired some other guys.
Did you watch the game last night?
I did.
Jack, you watched the game last night? Did you like the way Cleveland's offense looked? Some of the just the play designs, yeah. Things of that nature?
Stefanski. Hmm.
Well, I'm just – the rollouts, the play actions. They took a couple deep shots when they got near midfield, right? Like – What's and that's the first that's the second game of the season, but it's two games in 10 days,
mm-hmm.
Right? It wasn't we got Baker, we got Odell, we got Jarvis Landry, we got this, we got that. Let's on national TV. Let's show how many points we can put on the board tonight.
Yeah, well, they had a lot of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, both running backs
ran the ball, just a ball controlled offense.
Yeah.
That's when it's this early in the season, you got to have a game plan that allows you to ease into the season. That's what preseason is for. The Eagles went into that first game as if they had played four preseason games and were clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, it's Stefanski's trying to protect Baker Mayfield, right?
Getting
so what do you
easy
do?
Yes. Throws, yeah. Getting some easy throws, get the running game going.
215-592-9494.
The quarterback and the coach go hand in hand.
215-592-9494. We'll give you our picks coming up next segment, in addition to your phone calls. Ike was 2-1-1 last week. I don't remember my record, Ike.
I do. I was 1-2-1.
Yeah, I know. Blood, buh. That Bengals game screwed both of us. They missed that easy field goal in the end. That at least would have put it in overtime with a chance to win.
Well, that just would have gave me another. I'd have been 3-1.
You would have been 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1.
Yeah. Well, you got to win off the Eagles. That's all right.
Yeah, I'm going to get one this week, too, off of them.
Well, the Eagles are a point favorite.
Yeah.
Now they're favorite in the game.
Yeah, I'm picking them. I'm picking the Eagles.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Marks and Reese. We'll come back with our picks, your phone calls. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, by now you've probably heard about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino's world-class sports betting app. Now, FanDuel makes it easy to find and place your bets. They've got some of the best odds you'll find anywhere. Constant enhanced odds boost, and they even get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Now, there's a lot of reasons to try FanDuel Sportsbook, but I got two more for you. Right now, new users can place their first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Now, last night, gave you guys Cincinnati plus 6 and the over. Did I give you that? I did give you that last night. Both of those covered if you took my advice and took those bets. Tonight, I'm talking NBA tonight, Western Conference Finals. My new favorite team, Denver. Denver Nuggets taking on Los Angeles. Give me Denver plus 8. Plus 8 tonight. It's plus 8 tonight. Yes. Give me Denver plus 8 tonight. Come on, man. Now, you can place a pregame money line wager, and if your team scores 35-plus points, you get a chance to double your winnings. Max bonus, $50 in site credit, one eligible wager per person. Go see for yourself why FanDuel is the number one sportsbook app. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and to be sure to sign up with promo code Ike so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.